Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of reality checks and recharge strategies. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, life can feel like a never-ending marathon sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, social pressures, and that constant pinging of notifications, it's easy to get swept away in the chaos. But hold up. What if I told you there's a secret weapon against feeling burnt out? It's not some fancy app or a magic pill. It's something way more powerful. Self-care. That's right, folks. Today we're diving deep into the world of self-care and how it can be your ultimate mental health game changer. Because guess what? Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. It's like giving your brain a much-needed tune-up so you can show up as your best self day after day. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-care sounds great, but where do I even start? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that could help you navigate the world of self-care like a pro. Firstly, understand this. Self-care is not one-size-fits-all. It's about discovering what truly nourishes your soul and finding activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Think about it like building your own personal oasis, a space where you can unwind, de-stress, and simply be yourself. Second, make time for mindfulness. I'm not talking about meditating on a mountaintop, though if that's your thing, go for it. It's about being present in the moment, savoring those little things, like a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or even a good laugh with a friend. Ever noticed how quickly time flies when you're caught up in the whirlwind? Mindfulness helps you slow down and appreciate the journey, not just the destination. Thirdly, don't underestimate the power of movement. It doesn't have to be intense gym sessions. Think about activities that get your body moving and make you feel alive. A brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, or even a yoga session can do wonders for your mental well-being. Now, let's talk about boundaries, folks. Saying no is not a bad word. Protecting your time and energy is crucial to avoid feeling overwhelmed. It's okay to decline invitations, set limits on work commitments, or simply carve out time for yourself, even if it means turning down something that initially seemed appealing. Remember, saying yes to everything ultimately leads to saying no to yourself. Lastly, connect with your tribe. We humans are social creatures, and nurturing those connections is vital for our mental health. Spend time with loved ones who bring you joy, engage in meaningful conversations, and build a support system that lifts you up. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Reaching out and connecting with others can make all the difference. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Imagine being swamped with work projects, trying to keep up with social obligations, and dealing with personal stress, all while feeling pressured to be on 24/7. That's exactly what I experienced last month. Deadlines were looming. My inbox was overflowing, and I felt like a hamster on a wheel, constantly running but getting nowhere fast. I knew something had to change. So, I decided to implement some self-care strategies into my daily routine. I started by carving out 30 minutes each morning for yoga and meditation. It may sound cliche, but those moments of stillness helped me center myself and approach the day with a calmer mindset. I also made a conscious effort to disconnect from technology after work hours. No more scrolling through social media or checking emails late at night. Instead, I started reading books, going for walks in nature, and spending quality time with my loved ones. The result? I felt a noticeable difference. My stress levels decreased, my energy levels increased, and I was able to focus better on my work. It wasn't about becoming a monk overnight. It was about making small, intentional changes that had a big impact on my overall well-being. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you tap into the power of self-care and prioritize your mental health. Remember, self-care is not selfish. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some self-care inspiration. Leave a review and let me know what resonates with you the most. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embrace the power within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.